Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Ian Reacts. I am Drew Spanning. This is the infamous Ian Murphy. Ian, there's been a lot going on this week. Welcome to 2024.
Yeah, the big 2-4,
huh?
Holy
smokes.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm kind of excited about 2024.
I was telling you earlier, 2 is my favorite number, so...
That's fantastic.
2-4 sounds pretty good. We've got some exciting stuff coming up for this year. And we're kicking it off with Epstein's... Everybody wants to call it Epstein's client list, but it's basically just a known associates list, right?
Yeah.
And so this was the big deal.
And this happened back when? 16? 2017? 18? When did this happen? When did this list actually happen in the lawsuit?
That's a good question. I think it was relatively recently because it's coming out of...
Maxwell's lawsuit.
It's United States versus Ghislaine Maxwell.
Got it.
So there was a FOIA request made to have these names released or unredacted, whatever the word is, right? And so they have been.
And these are associates.
These are associates. So in interviews, either with Ghislaine Maxwell or with her known associates or her victims specifically, these people's names
came up
in some form or fashion or context or another. Now, you really have to dive into these things to figure out the context that was involved with, so one of the big ones right now is Jimmy Kimmel. So Jimmy Kimmel came out. So Aaron Rodgers made a comment on McAfee's podcast.
Good old Aaron Rodgers.
He's great. Basically was slamming Jimmy Kimmel. So Jimmy Kimmel tweeted out, "Yo, keep it up, dude. And we can debate it in court." Basically, claiming he's going to sue him for defamation.
Yeah.
And saying that Jimmy's name won't be found anywhere in it. I have to go back and look at the tweet. If he actually says client list or if he says in this unredacted information that we now have our hands on. Because, I mean, it's 6 degrees of separation, dude.
Yeah, what does it mean if your name's on the list?
Right. Well, Trump's name is on the list.
Yeah.
Right,
which everybody knew that, right? Everybody knew that and Clinton were going to be on the list.
And Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
I think people sometimes forget that Jeffrey Epstein was one of the founders and money men behind CGI, the Clinton Global Initiative, which is now the Clinton Foundation. I mean, there are some ties there. So what you really have to look at is who was interacting with Epstein after the allegations and after all of these things started to come to light.
Well, especially after he got charged with he got charged because he became a sex offender.
Right. And again, it's 6 degrees of separation, right? I mean, it's hard to not be. So when you run in some of these circles, you can be a known associate without really even. So I think that you're going to find that there are a fair amount of these individuals that may have not been associated with any of Epstein or Maxwell crimes, but
they're associated with
you really got to question why they were going to the island or why they were at a fundraiser for this, that,
correct,
or the other. Some people are going to have to answer some tough questions. And there's a reason why this list was redacted from the beginning. And there's a reason why one name is still redacted until January 22nd.
I believe. Tell me about that. Name. Yeah, yeah, you're telling me it's a female.
I believe it's a female.
Probably not American.
I believe that they requested that her name be redacted because fear of reprisal in her home country. I haven't looked much further into it other than that. But so there's at least one person, and it seems like they have a little bit of sway in the matter.
Wow.
Other than these, more so than these 100 and however many other people have been named. Yep. And a lot of celebrities are in there too.
So all this information, though, obviously everybody can read. It's helpful to hear it from you, though, because you kind of dissect it a little better to understand. What's your take on this? What's your take on now that this has come out, we see who the associate list is. Now, in that associate list, we can't tell who is a particip- a Tory person with him.
Right.
Right. I think there's probably a big difference between somebody who goes to the island, right?
Yeah.
And participates in the actions that are happening there. And then somebody who Epstein worked a deal to fundraise a few million bucks for.
Right.
Okay. I think those are two very different relationships.
I mean, listen, I'm certainly not trying to draw a comparison, but sometimes you meet people,
of course,
especially at, you know, a fundraising event or a dinner party, or you do become associated with somebody and you don't know their full history.
No, not at all.
These things do happen. I can speak to a particular case that I know. And this person is in federal prison, sure, as we speak right now. And it was related to him being at the Capitol on January 6th. Hmm. I don't actually believe that he should be in jail, but, you know, you got to draw the line somewhere, and the line was drawn, for this particular individual on the side of basically trying to incite an insurrection. And he's paying his due more so than I think that he should.
Sure.
Which is another interesting thing. Ray Epps thing came about the other day. He's the one that's on film actually inciting a riot, saying, let's go in there.
Gosh.
And he got like 6 months in jail.
Who is that?
This is Ray Epps.
Ray Epps.
Who's, yeah, Ray Epps? So this just some random guy, but he is like on video more than anybody else. Really,
like hyping up the crowd,
the face of the hype guy,
wow,
for these insurrectionists.
No kidding.
Yeah, so everybody has been saying, why is Ray Epps not been charged? Why is Ray Epps not in prison? These, you know, hundreds of other people are serving time and charged with felonies, and we can debate, you know, whether they should be or shouldn't be.
Right.
But this guy that we have proof of saying, get your asses in there, paraphrasing, then. I mean, that's basically what he did. And everybody's like, you got all these other guys, but you didn't get Ray Epps. Well, they got Ray Epps.
Wow.
And he got a 6-month jail sentence, which is longer than this person that I'm referring to.
And so the person you're referring to, I think your point is, it's not like you should go to jail because you know a person,
right,
or you've connected with them,
yeah,
before. So I think,
and I'm happy to stand behind my friendship of,
sure,
this particular individual, because he believed in what we were believing in.
Yeah.
And I believe in his right to free speech and his right to protest. He never went inside the Capitol. He never struck anything.
Yeah.
You know, he never did anything violent. The worst that he did was shout some words through a bullhorn.
Wow.
From a scaffolding.
I cannot believe that.
So
here's the deal.
I digress.
The difference, the very big difference here is, I think what you could put associates in different categories, right?
Sure.
So the way my mind does this with Epstein is I put associates in different categories. One, who went to the island? Because the island seems to me was built for one basic premise.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's obvious to everybody. So one, which of these people went to the island? Because there's only, like, that's what the island was made for, right? Okay, so there's that. And then which of these associates had multiple interactions with Epstein after it,
right,
was publicly known,
right,
of what he did and what he stood for.
Right. And I don't care who it is. I mean, they could be the most righteous son of a bitch on the planet, but if you're involved in what was going on there, and this is not something I have been following. You know, I mean, there are several documentaries out there about,
sure,
Lolita Express and about the island and about us. I think there's a real good one. I haven't watched it. Again, there's so much like conspiracy stuff that,
yeah,
that goes alongside of this that I just don't even pay attention to. But when there is so much fervor around people wanting to see a quote client list and or these names that are now being released.
Yeah.
And it does take up so much of the public domain. It's interesting to see, especially that dynamic of Republicans saying, well, look at Bill Clinton, how many times he's on that list. And then the Democrats saying, well, Trump's on that list too.
Hmm.
And that I just find, you know, it adds to the environment of everything going on. But I do think you have to delineate between who was like at a fundraiser and,
yeah,
who was really, and the number of interactions I think really will start to determine
That's how you. That's how you know how you're friends with somebody too. You spend time with the people you want to spend time with.
Yeah, true.
And like attracts like.
Yeah, or people that give you money. You're gonna.
Well, but right? if they're giving you money and you're spending a lot of time with them, you do eventually build a friendship and a relationship. Yeah,
the idea that some have put forward is that there was a scheme of how do I want to say it? Basically, putting people of power in positions of compromise, and then having recorded evidence of such things happening, and then
to protect himself.
Now I can use that against, you know, a Bill Clinton or
if he needed to, he had it to use him against him, and that way he could keep doing what he wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Sort of an influence peddling scheme, sort of, if you will, in a really, you know, weird fashion. Amongst the other crimes that I don't even know if we have to use allegedly anymore.
No. I think
we can say that, you know.
It's just everything's completely, you know.
Nobody wants to believe that this kind of stuff happens.
Well, and that's where I was going next.
And that's part, you know, I'm in that crowd. I mean, I don't want to believe that human beings are that
capable of that.
Disgusting.
So none of this is new, right?
Unfortunately.
So this has been happening for thousands of years.
Yeah. Okay?
Human slavery, in some way, shape, or form. This is what this is. This is just sex slavery.
Yes.
Where we, power is a really interesting thing, right? And especially power that's generation upon generation upon generation, there's something about it that we have a tendency as humans to want to make ourselves gods. And making ourselves gods is simply a way by just saying, I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it without any consequence.
Right.
Because this is what I want. Okay. And that's a really, really awful place to get to. But then it gets even more detrimental when some of the biggest influential people in the structure of your society are participating in that and using the societal structure to benefit that. So all this, like, that's what I think fascinating about this. It's
very incestuous.
Yeah, it was so intertwined.
If I can use that.
I think you can.
Right.
I think in this topic.
No, not necessarily the traditional sense of the term. But
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And so it's a peek behind the curtain of an inner club. One, it makes me ask, well, how many more of these are there? Right. How many more Epsteins and islands and things like that are there? This probably should not shock us.
Right.
Right. It probably shouldn't. And here's the thing. I think we all want to believe people are good. My theory is probably a little more cynical is the wrong word. Probably a little bit like this. I think there is the capacity for good and bad in everybody.
Sure.
Okay. Any one of us has the capacity, and the line sometimes between good and bad is awful thin, right? And so it's when you add that along with unlimited power, again, it's not new.
Right.
There's push repeat. And this is the same thing that's been happening hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years, right? This is just our version of it. And and unfortunately, something like this will probably never go away. That's the interesting and fascinating thing about it. And that's a real downer. Like, hey, welcome to 2024. The world's always going to be corrupt in some capacity.
Yeah. I mean, it's proven.
It is. 100% it's proven.
I would love to think that we could make some strides in that area, but it looks like we're actually regressing, you know, and not to be political about it. And maybe it's not even political, but when you look at the governments, including our own, that participate in these kinds of things and or are complicit in their cover up.
And it's not partisan. I mean, sure, you might be able to. That's really fascinating.
Yeah, that's kind of my point, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't, Out there, in my opinion, and I'm pretty sure that there's science to prove this, that, authoritarianism is on the rise, in several forms. And in even here in little old Michigan, we know this. That's why we're sitting here right now, right? So it just, I don't know. It bums me out, but I know that there's, some good things that are going on. I'm glad that the FOIA request was granted to remove,
100%.
the redaction of these names, because sunlight is the best medicine
Dude, you're
for these things,
exactly right.
right? The more information that you can get out there,
Yes.
the better.
Yes.
There are a lot of smart people that are digging into this already and discovering things and are starting to silo some of these people that look a little bit more guilty than some of these other people, right? Putting more of a definition on what a known associate looks like. And I'm sure that there are going to be people that are rung through the ringer that maybe shouldn't be. Because they show up on this in these
List.
documents. But this is where, innocent until proven guilty is an awfully big concept in our country.
Especially with our
So we
flow of
kind of need to
information.
afford, that to a lot of these people until we start to discover that there's some things we really need to look at with
So
so and
you
so.
said something that I think is fascinating, because part of this, somebody could be watching and even in talking about it, it's hard to talk about, right? It's hard to talk about, because things that are uncomfortable aren't fun to discuss. I think we all, it's a lot easier to watch or to listen to a news article about it, and it's like almost fascinating to be like, oh my gosh, okay, I want to learn more about this. But it is hard to discuss. It's hard to have a conversation. My guess is not a lot of people have a ton of Epstein conversations. They might read a lot about him, but they probably aren't like, hey, let's talk about Epstein.
It's a
Why?
pop culture thing, as
Yes.
ridiculous as that sounds. And that's why, we're talking about it now, because it is taking up so much of the public domain. I mean, and it's important too. I
It
mean,
is.
there's power and influence peddling going on, and we need to know exactly how those levers are being used, because I think it will illuminate a lot of
Well,
very fascinating, crazy
you
things.
said something I thought was awesome. And you talked about the sunlight. And when I think of sunlight, light is a message of hope, right? And that we talked about, yes, the capacity for evil and bad is inherently in everybody. But the capacity for beauty and greatness and light is also in everybody. Okay. And so expound on that for me, because I think I want to hear your hopeful part of this. So you can look at this and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. Or it just affirms what you don't want to believe about a lot of things. But what about that sunlight?
Well, I'll tell you, right? Okay, so as a tech entrepreneur, here's an easy way, right? When you look at something, and let's say you've got a bug in your software somewhere, you have to figure out what the problem is in order to fix that bug. Where it's coming from, how it manifests, how it even got there in the first place, what engineer missed what line of code, what, where, when, how, right? That to me is what bringing a little bit of
Oh,
sunshine
that's a good way to say it.
to this entire thing. We may not like it. It's going to expose, Jan did a terrible job when she wrote that code because she was tired or whatever happened, or she just missed a period. What I shouldn't say that. A colon. Don't want to get anybody mad at me, but you know what I mean, right? So you've
100%.
got to ferret out exactly what the issue is, start from there and fix it, right? That's what this, I hope, will help do, is illuminate the mechanisms that allow these
To happen.
things to happen in the first place. How did such a person gain influence over some of the most powerful, Prince Edward, I think is on that, is the, I
Sheesh.
think that's the right one.
It was Prince Andrew, which we
Prince
all
Andrew,
knew.
Prince Andrew, sorry, Prince Andrew.
And he was in trouble before this list came out.
Well, of course, which again, right? So known associates, right? I mean, but I think that is my
Bringing
hope,
the light to it.
is that it will start to show exactly what's going on, how these things are allowed to be perpetuated, and how these people can do it somewhere else as well. Like you said, this can't be the only operation going on. I watched Sound of Freedom for the first time the other day.
Cool.
You know, lots of hype around that movie, and believe parts of it what you will. I know Tim Ballard has been attacked recently, but you can't deny that this is happening, right? Whether you want to believe Tim's story or not, or whether you hate Jim Caviezel because he portrayed Jesus, I don't know. There's weird things that, that people have attacked that movie for. But you can't deny the fundamental fact that there is human trafficking, especially with children. And this this is part of it.
Yeah.
And then you fold in what's going on the southern border with some of our immigration policy and how we're treating those people that are flooding the border. And I'm a compassionate person, and I think that what's going on down there right now is horrible.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to fix it. Everybody wants to point their fingers at it because it's a bipartisan fuck up, in my opinion.
Mm.
So it is what it is. But I hope that this releasing of some of these names gets some light on this entire thing, because the more that we know about these operations, the more we know about how this influence peddling scheme was enacted.
It can stop.
We can see it. Yeah. We can see it in other places. We can see when people start voting against their own interests, you're going to go, wait a minute, you've been doing this for how long? Why did you change your mind? And then you might start finding that they're getting money somehow in a scheme behind the scenes. Because we know this is true.
It's the system. Yeah, it's the system and how it's been manipulated and how it operates.
Yeah, it's fascinating. This guy had his fingers
everywhere.
This is a terrible analogy. I got to back that up. This guy had influence in everywhere. Many different things. Politics, entertainment. I mean, arts. Those are two, right? What kind of influence did he have in media, news media?
Yeah.
You know, we really don't know. And maybe some of this information will help expound on that. I don't know.
No, this is the more light that happens, the better. And I think that's, let's bring it all back then and wrap this all around, because I think that's, everybody wants to defend themselves when something wrong happens. Look at what just happened to Detroit Lions, right? I'll bring up and the NFL just came out with something and doubled down on why they were right about that. It was awful, and you're embarrassed for them.
Yeah.
You're like, guys, no. Listen, we all have done it. We've all made a mistake. This was just a really, really bad one on a really big stage.
Checks notes. They sent an email saying, this is how you can properly you should check that? In as an eligible player.
We're all looking at that going, no one takes that seriously. It makes them look so dumb.
Yeah.
Right? And I think where the NFL players, here's the thing. If you're an NFL player, you talked about the light. Every week, they have to come and watch their game film, every small detail. And it's not necessarily they get busted for it. It's actually they've been trained as their profession to analyze and go, oh, you know what? I could have done that better. Yep, I'll take responsibility for that one. That was my bad. And to me, how a professional athlete operates, we can learn so much from.
Yeah.
Right? Because everything's on display.
Yeah.
And when everything's on display, there's really nothing you have to hide from. And so when you don't have to hide, you make better decisions.
Yeah, truly.
Now, this is true.
Unless you're Eastern Michigan University playing a bowl game and you just got smoked. They had a kid come out after the game from Eastern Michigan and tackle.
What?
Yeah. While they were singing their fight song at the end of the game, the winning team. Gosh, I can't remember who the winning team was now. But a player from Eastern Michigan ran. A game is over.
No.
They're singing to their fans in the stadium left.
Yeah.
And a kid blindsides one of the winning team's players. I mean, one of the most gross displays of unsportsmanlike conduct I've ever seen. I mean, it's such a narrative on larger things happening with young athletes. But I was astonished by that. Like, bro, what are you doing? So not always, but yes, I totally have to agree that when there is a camera on you, or when there is light being shown on you, People tend to act differently.
You do.
And I would hope in a
accountability
more moral way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's wrap this up like this. I think you brought up some really good points from the Epstein.
You know what? If you don't want to be caught doing something stupid,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah. And I think too, I always look at everything and say, okay, how can I take something out of this personally? And I like that. I like that place. I like that thought we ended on. Think about our own lives as a big, that there's a big flashlight on it. And if you imagine that would you do the same thing if you knew your dad or your mom or your spouse was watching you, right? Would you do the same thing? And to actually be able to live a life that says yes actually means you're more free.
Yeah.
Right? It means you're more free. And so I like that professional athlete analogy because I can imagine most of us aren't in that position where we're under the spotlight.
Right.
So you can choose. And of course, 99.999% of people aren't an Epstein and he's a monster and all this crazy stuff. But you know what? There still is a monster inside every one of us. And the more that stays hidden in the dark, the more it just causes irrelevance in each person.
Yeah.
Right? And irrelevance and just taking up airspace, at the end of the day, we're useless at that point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, I thought it's very interesting stuff. Great take on it.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see who comes around to be a real scumbag. Because, you know,
it's going to be a few.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably more than a few.
Definitely.
And on a different note, go Lions.
Go Lions. Go Pistons, too. Go Pistons. They're setting records for the wrong reasons.
I know.
But go Pistons. Gotta love Detroit teams. Go
Red. All right, we're out. That is Reaction with Ian. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.